Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wasting money is a part of life. Some people do it more than others. Some people actually save their money. But tomorrow we're giving you a chance to win $1,000 at Pong Bowl. And it got me to thinking, what are the best and worst ways to spend money? Because there's a lot of times where you spend money and you immediately regret it. There's a lot of times where you spend a lot of money and you feel just fine about it. 713-572-4610. The best and worst ways to spend money. We got some answers from some loopholes. Charles Jacobs says the worst way to spend money, Rockets playoff tickets. Bradley Beckman says the best way, double down on 7-4 is the worst way on the slots. Eric Barnett says the best, massage parlor in Florida. Worst, get caught in a massage parlor in Florida. He's bringing it right there.
Thank you, Robert.
My dude Joey says doing it big in Vegas after winning a little something. I was with him when that happened. I can tell. I can tell you a story about that.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I can tell you about something there.
The best way to blow money is when you have a lot of money you just want to blow. You know what I mean?
Like Pong Bowl tomorrow.
Like Pong Bowl tomorrow. Somebody's going to get a cool grand that they, and there's going to be 500, there's going to be 250 that you weren't really counting on. I mean, the smart thing is to, you know, save it or buy something smart for yourself or your family or kids or whatever. But if you feel like just, hey now, let's blow this thing, go ahead.
My dude Jesus Fuentes says, fancy restaurant, you'll spend easily triple digits, and then served enough for a bird to eat, you'll leave hungry and go buy fast food afterwards.
I disagree. I think on my list of the best ways to, you know, I guess blow money, spend money, whatever it is go to that ultimate steakhouse, you know, and get the Wagyu,
bougie.
You know, you never do that. When you treat yourself to the Kobe beef at B&B Butchers, you've had it.
It was free, though.
I know you were at the tasting that we went to. Can you imagine going in there, get a kick-ass bottle of wine, get a big time, you know, Kobe beef steak.
That sounds like a waste of money to me.
No way.
I can go to Saltgrass, bro. I can be fine at Saltgrass.
Saltgrass is very good, don't get me wrong. But it ain't the Kobe.
I can drop my 25-30 at Saltgrass instead of my 150-200. I know you're in a different tax bracket.
It isn't going to be 150.
You're in a different tax bracket than me, but I can go to Saltgrass and do my thing. I think expensive restaurants, I love them. But I think that
you can taste the difference, man.
I mean, you can taste the difference, but you can feel the difference too.
But I'm saying you're talking about blowing money, like money to blow, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying I do that. I don't go spend that kind of money on the reg, man. I'm just saying, you know, if I've got $1,500 that's just burning a hole in my pocket, all the bills are paid. I got, you know, it's just found money. You know what I mean? Let's go indulge.
That's what happened with my dude Joey.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll tell the story instead. Think Tank Dank weighed in. He said the best way to spend money is weed. Worst way, not weed.
The weed.
My dude, high-grade marijuana called Kush on the street.
My dude, at Real Sports 89, we're talking about the best and worst ways to blow money because we're giving you a chance to win some tomorrow and start your weekend off right at Twin Peaks. It's going to be Pong Bowl Party 2 o'clock. We'll see all of you there. We want to see all of you. At Landry Locker on Twitter, at Lopez on Sports. Tell us if you're coming through. Come through. We're going to be out there for 3 hours. Real Sports 89, I can't relate to this, but he says cocaine at 10 p.m. is the best. Cocaine at 4 a.m. is the worst.
Come on now. You can.
That's what he said.
I know. I'm talking to him.
That's what he said, man. Mm-hmm. So when my dude Joey won his money, I'd actually lost. Man, it was when Jameis Winston, his final year at Florida State. We were in Las Vegas.
Right.
And I'd actually lost some money. I don't know why I started betting on Florida State, but for some reason I bet on Florida State, and I lost, like, some money to where.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Maybe that's why.
We didn't eat the W. Thanks a lot, Jameis.
Yeah.
But I lost my ass, like, way earlier than I planned on for the weekend. It was actually the same weekend we're going to go where NFL was the next day. So I was just like, Dude, I'm going up to the room, man. I'm just going to go chill for a little bit. I might wake up and get a nap.
There's nothing worse than that bad Vegas beat. There's nothing worse.
I got beat down, and me and my dude Joey were up there chilling, and then all of a sudden, like, I think I'm probably just sipping in the room, just kind of chilling, just like, man, I can't believe I didn't even plan on betting on Florida State, and I lost like 70% of my bankroll. My friend comes in, Joey, and he's like, turn the F up. I'm like, the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
He's like, look at this, and he throws like $2,000 cash just on the bed, and he goes, I just won $2,000 at the same slot machine that I won $1,000 on last time. Let's go. We're going out. And I'm like, dude, I'm not trying. He's like, no, we're going out. It's on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So we go downstairs. We get a bottle of champagne. Like, he's just carrying around a bottle of champagne. We go to the taxi line. This is at Caesar's Palace. We go to the taxi line, and we're, like, waiting for taxis. This was before Las Vegas got Uber. Las Vegas didn't have Uber till recently.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden I see him go up, and he's talking to, like, one of the guys, like, up there. And, like, one of the guys in, like, the taxi line, you know, the guys that direct you. And he waves me over. I'm like, dude, what's up, man?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden a limo pulls up.
Oh, there you go.
So we get in the limo. We take the limo to MGM. We go to this club, and I'm like, dude, you just took a limo like a mile for two dudes. I don't know what you're doing right now. He's like, don't worry about it. He's like, you know what? I did just waste $100. So he tips the limo driver another $100. So he basically paid $200 for like a mile limo drive.
All right, let me ask you both this. This is a fun exercise, and the loopholes weigh in on this. I'm giving you each $100,000, you and Figgy, okay? Let's say I gave you each $100,000. And I'm telling you, the rule is this. You can have the $100,000, but $90,000 only goes toward bills and whatever, a down payment or a new house or whatever. $90,000 of it can only be spent wisely. The $10,000 you have to burn. You have to blow. How would you burn that $10,000?
Car payment, bro.
No. That's not against the rules.
So no bills. No bills.
No bills. Nothing smart. No investments. No. I gave you $100,000. This is the qualifier for $100,000. Only 90 of it can go to smart, you know, ways, spending habits, bills, house, kids, car. 10,000 has to be blown. You have to blow 10 G's. What would you do?
Me?
Yeah. Figgy, think about yours.
Probably a lot of clothes. A lot of shoes.
That kind of qualifies into the smart. Maybe not.
I'm going on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on a cruise, and then I'm probably going to schedule, like, weekend trips to college football games. Like, I'm going to go through the college football schedule, and I'm going to look at, like, all the top college football games, and I'm just going to go to those stadiums on Saturdays. Just, like, little day trips to where I can still come back and cover the Texans.
I travel the world as much as I can. Mm-hmm. Vacations in other countries.
Y'all are doing it wrong, man. I'd take 90. If somebody did that for me, I'd take 90,000 and do something smart with it or pay bills or whatever. I'd take $10,000 and I'd immediately have about a $1,500 steak dinner at B&B Butchers. That's the first thing. That's the start of the night.
No, thank you.
That's the start of the night.
That's 10% of your bankroll. That's like 15% of your bankroll right off
the
top.
I said blow it.
You got to blow it like that.
Yeah, you got to go like, completely come back empty. Like, what's his name? Richard Pryor. Brewster's Millions. So I'd $1,500, B&B's, the Kobe beef, $500 bottle of wine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'd get on a plane, go to Vegas, and I'd just start playing craps. I'd just throw those black chips after black chip after black chip playing craps. I love playing craps, man. And, you know, maybe end the night, I don't know, looking at some clear heels. I don't know. Whatever. Bands are making a dance.
I don't know, man.
That's blowing it the right way.
Yeah, but to me in Vegas, if I'm going to blow it, I just want to throw 5 stacks on a game. I don't want to be sitting at a table. I'm throwing 5 stacks on a game.
Craps
like a ball
is the bomb, man.
Get me that VIP section at Caesars. But when we got back in that limo, though, he slammed 200 on black and got his 200 right back.
Really?
Yes. Like in stride to the club. He left with a girl from Kansas State that night. He's married with a kid now.
I don't know if I
should be saying this on the air.
When I'm in Vegas, I always bet, you know this.
It happened.
I always play craps. But I like when I'm chilling and when I'm in chill mode, I play on the roulette table. Just throw.
I love roulette, man.
Yeah, just watch people watch.
Roulette's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But I'm just going to put 5 stacks and just keep it going, though. But I'm definitely, I would definitely take some trips to college football games. I love going to college football stadiums. That would be my thing. Clothes, though, for sure. You got to get some clothes. You got to get fresh. Figgy be getting fresh, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Figgy?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying, man.
713-572-4610 to get in. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Astros start a series in Boston against the Red Sox today. The Red Sox play the most annoying song that any stadium plays during the games. I cannot stand it. What stadium songs are the worst and what stadium songs are the best? Figgy and John Lopez are going to give you their lists next on a Friday, Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.